Butler, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, March 14, 1904. Dear Brother Butler, I sat down this morning to write a few lines to you, and I have written quite a letter. I have written as fast as my hand could travel over the paper. I have not read your letter, but am holding it for Willie to read. I understand fully in regard to your head weariness. I know that we must not presume on our brain power, for the nerves of the brain will not bear overtaxation. I do not feel surprised that you have decided that it will be best for you to do manual work for a while. I would not say anything to discourage you in this. We are tempted to feel discouraged when we see men who should be sharing the burdens of the work making strange paths for their feet. This cuts us to the quick. But we must remember that God lives and reigns. He rules in the heavens. Rest your case in His hands. Get out of the immediate sight of the burdens for a while and press close to Jesus. Do your best in the fear of God and leave the results with Him. We all need to come under Christ's rule, to be subordinated to His Holy Spirit. Man can be a child of God only as he separates from selfishness. It is because man does not separate from selfishness that we see so little of Christ-like patience, Christ-like sympathy, Christ-like self-denial and sacrifice. We are bidden to purify ourselves even as Christ is pure. But in every branch of the work, we shall meet with unsanctified, unrefined men. We shall have such men to contend with, and there is that which makes me tremble when I think of what is before us. And yet, our divine Lord, in order to make men free from the curse of the law, came to this world to work out a perfect character, to live a life of perfect obedience, to show what heavenly grace can do for human beings. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8, verse 12. We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, 4, 6. What wonderful possibilities these words hold out. Shall we fall short of reaching the standard placed before us?